With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. The man accused of killing four people at an Antioch Waffle House is due back in court next week to determine whether he's mentally fit to stand trial. Citing legal experts who've looked at the case, the Tennessean says that an insanity defense is possible. Long before the shooting, Ryan King was reported to police in Illinois and Colorado for displaying erratic behavior. Among his claims was that he was being stalked by Taylor Swift. Experts say if Ryan King were to be found mentally unfit, he'd be hospitalized and given treatment until he's deemed well enough to be tried. Ryan King is currently being held without bond on four counts of homicide and one count of using a firearm while committing a dangerous felony. A military-focused mental health clinic recently opened its only facility in Tennessee, and WPLN's Blake Farmer reports it's already on track to become the busiest within a growing national network.
In 3 months of operation, the Cohen Veteran Network Clinic in Clarksville has seen 275 families, more than any other site in its startup phase, even though it's not in a major city. CEO Anthony Hassan says locating clinics near massive Army installations like Fort Campbell is a key part of the organization's strategy.
We do know that there's a very dense population here of veterans and military family members compared to, you know, a Philadelphia or a Dallas, where they're more spread out.
The clinics see patients with conditions like anxiety, depression, and grief, often related to military deployments. Active duty service members usually have access to care, so many of Cohen's patients are family members. Startup costs are funded by New York hedge fund billionaire Stephen Cohen, who's focused his philanthropy on the mental health of recent veterans. The Clarksville site is operated by Centerstone and is meant to be low or no cost to patients, so the local nonprofit plans to seek long-term funding from the state or Montgomery County. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.
An investment group has paid the second highest price ever for an apartment complex in Nashville, and they plan to rebrand it as a hotspot for short-term rentals. The Nashville Business Journal says the downtown building on Fifth Avenue, launched last year as the Olmstead, will now be known as Nido, powered by Airbnb. The paper says the investors want to encourage renters there to make their spaces available to tourists for at least half the year. But some who are already living there are fighting back. A Change.org petition has been started, and one disgruntled resident said the situation felt like a bait and switch. The group behind the project says this might be the first of many such developments, as they cite Nashville as one of the fastest growing markets for home sharing in the country. State environmental officials say elevated mercury levels have been found in two fish species that often end up on Tennessee tables. Precautionary consumption advisory has been issued for smallmouth bass and channel catfish and the downstream portions of the Pigeon and Nolichucky Rivers. The Knoxville News Sentinel reports the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation say pregnant or nursing mothers and children should avoid eating the fish. All others should limit consumption.